Welcome to the DuBois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard, and let's say hi to Morgan Shoemaker of the Greater DuBois Chamber of Commerce once again. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Dan. It's going to be such a great day for our Let's Talk Business podcast here on Connect FM. Joining me today is a great friend and partner of our chamber, Holly Kamanzi, the Executive Director of the Lumber Heritage Region. Holly, thanks for joining Dan and I for our podcast today.
Thank you, Morgan.
So I remember meeting you within my first week of starting at the chamber about a year and a half ago. And Holly, honestly, I remember you asked me what I thought the Lumber Heritage Region was or what it did. And back then, I had no idea, and I believe I said something along the lines of, do you do something with wood or trees? Obviously, my mind went to lumber. Now I know definitely more about your organization and what you do, but for those that aren't familiar with the Lumber Heritage Region, can you describe your organization and the work that your organization actually does?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Morgan and Dan, for having the Lumber Heritage Region as part of your show today. So the Lumber Heritage Region is one of the state's 12 heritage regions. We cover 15 counties in the northwest, kind of central PA. We go from Warren in the west to Tioga in the east and all the way down to Route 22 in Cambria County. So, and we cover everything in between. So it's 15 counties.
Yeah, very big space.
So we have a large region. And so what do we do? So our job is to kind of, you know, celebrate our heritage. Well, Pennsylvania was 98% covered in trees whenever the settlers first came here. So our heritage for Pennsylvania is definitely lumber. Mm-hmm. So being able to share that heritage and keep it alive, we do that through economic development, bringing tourism sites that kind of tie to the history, which I'll explain a little later if I have a chance here. And then we also do a lot of education. We help the industry. Kind of our idea is let's hit the youth while we have them, and then let's teach them that there are jobs right here in our backyards.
That's great, Holly. And you are the executive director of the Lumber Heritage Region. So could you tell us a little bit about what your job entails?
Well, sure. I mean, the executive director, you know, I do a lot of things, but I think it's more important that I talk about my other employees, because honestly, they're the nuts and bolts, really. I mean, as the executive director, I do a lot of the networking. Mm-hmm. I do the grants. I do the grant closeout. So, you know, in everyday in and out stuff, building relationships. But it's my staff who does the nuts and bolts of the work, and I'm very proud of my staff. Jennifer, who's our project manager, she does a lot of things. She handles a lot of projects. She does a lot of our marketing. She does our newsletter. She is our partner person, so she's got her basket full. And then in October of 2023, we brought on Rowan Crisp, who is from Cameron County. And Rowan is our educator. So we have her, she's just getting fired up on doing that. She cleaned up a lot of our messes, and now Rowan's out on the road teaching the kids, you know, meeting with groups and just really spreading the word about our heritage and where we come from.
Wonderful. Yeah. Holly, your organization receives funding through DCNR partnership grants. The Lumber Heritage Region then helps fund projects through your own mini grant program. Can you tell us more about this grant and the projects it has helped to fund?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a mini grant. We try to do one, if not every year, every other year. It's a big undertaking. So the way you apply is we have an application that is on our website, and you can just fill out the application. You have to be a 501c3, a municipality, a government. Basically, we follow the rules of DCNR because that's where the money comes to us, and then we then funnel it out to our communities. So, you know, any questions on how does the grant work? Well, if you've ever done a DCNR grant, you know it's basically goes with that same structure. However, it's a pretty simple application, and we do receive around $25,000 each time that we can give in smaller increments than to communities. So in what do we do or what projects have been done with these grants, just a plethora of things. But I'll start with right here in Dubois City, where we have sponsored a lot of the historic interpretive panels that you see along the walking trail over by the Tannery Lake. We've granted a lot of those signs. I think actually maybe most of those signs. So that's one thing we do. We do interpretive panels, interpretive signage, get our message out about lumber heritage, and again, get the kids thinking, how can I create my own job right here where I live so we can keep them in our community? So anyways, we do a lot of projects, infrastructure, you know, different trails, trail signage. So it's a plethora of things. I guess what you want to think of is, when does my project benefit communities within the Lumber Heritage Region, number one? Does your project, is it recreational? And is it something that we can interpret lumber along with that recreational opportunity? So yeah, we get a plethora of different things. And usually in each year in our mini grant application, we'll have some target things that we're looking for. We're very structured through DCNR. So our projects are pretty much spelled out year after year. And then we hope that we can get projects that also fall in line with the bigger things that we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about those projects, Holly, the Lumber Heritage Region works on. Could you tell us about some of the ones that have been completed, some of the major projects, and some that maybe you're currently working on?
Absolutely. So I started with the Lumber Heritage Region in 2017. And the first thing I had to do was a lot of, like, just structural things. So that's where we began. Then one of the biggest projects that we take a lot of pride in, we keep expanding upon, is our Lumber Heritage Trail. How it was birthed is a group of tourism professionals from around the 15 county region got together. We all got together and said what would be most beneficial to the region as a tourism destination. And the consensus was, we need to get people moving across the region, around the region. And so we develop what's called the Lumber Heritage Trail, which is a trail of panels that have our logo at the top. And then it's kind of like if you look at a sign that's like North Pole is, you know, LA is 2,456 miles from the North Pole, you know, or, you know, that's kind of the concept that we use to develop. We started by putting one in each of our 15 counties. So we just first had the signs and had the arrows. And then we thought, oh wait, why don't we add a geocaching to this trail? So that's something that we've applied for a grant to do that, and that's coming in the future. But the best part is we decided we were going to develop an app where when you're standing at the sign, you can listen to the oral history, lumber history of the region, and then find additional things to do while you're in that county before you move on to the next sign. So that's probably our biggest project. We've got a lot of things in the work. We're building some trails. We're building a disc golf course. We're doing a dark sky park study. So we're doing some big things in the region. It's definitely making an impact on tourism and economic development.
That's great. I love that there is a little bit something for everybody too. And the interactive aspect, just learning about the history through listening devices, is just something that you don't see every day. So I like that aspect too.
And it's a lot of great, valuable information that you've shared with us today, Holly, about the Lumber Heritage Region, so that we know that it's more than just about wood. Right, Morgan?
Oh, yeah. Way more than just wood and lumber.
Okay. So for anyone needing more information, even more information about your organization, could you tell us where they can find those sources and how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would suggest going first to our website, which is lumberheritage.org. So it's www.lumberheritage.org. You can email info@lumberheritage.org for your email questions. And you could get a hold of us. Our phone number is 814-486-9376.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Morgan. And thank you for taking time to listen today to the Chamber Connection podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.